Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
That's more breaking news as we start hour number two of Men in Woods on a Tuesday morning. This time a local story. San Diego Wave FC announced this morning that club president Jill Ellis is stepping down from her role effective immediately.
Wow.
So what a change this past year. Fired their coach, Casey Stoney. Then Landon Donovan came in on an interim basis. He's not sticking around. So they're looking for a new head coach and now a new club president. It was announced that Jill Ellis actually leaving to become the head of football at FIFA. But this also, you know, helps wipe the slate clean for an organization that had two great seasons to start. Yep. And then this last year was really a disaster. Yeah. I mean, they went from the best record in the league to missing the playoffs. They were hounded by, you know, accusations from former employees of a toxic work environment under Ellis, which she has denied. And, you know, that has nothing's been proven or played out in, you know, at a courtroom yet, but it's certainly something that the organization has had to deal with, you know, repeatedly answer questions about over this last year. So going into 2025, going to be a new direction for the San Diego Wave of the National Women's Soccer League as Jill Ellis steps down from her role after putting together the team for its first three seasons.
Yeah, I mean, based on, you know, a lot of the things that came out last year, I think there's probably a lot of people that are happy about that decision this morning. So I think, you know, you wipe the slate clean, start fresh, and could be a really good thing.
Sometimes you just need that fresh start.
Yeah.
Whatever the actual facts of a situation are, it just becomes so untenable that a fresh start's what's needed for everybody. So we'll see how they move forward. We'll get back to some baseball talk in a little bit. We still have that audio from Mike Shildt on the Foul Territory podcast yesterday, and going to talk about the golden at-bat. Woodsy, very vehemently against the golden at-bat idea.
What are we doing here?
Last night's football game was a pretty decent one. I didn't have high hopes with the Cleveland Browns, who are also Rams, against the Denver Broncos, who are largely a product of a very weak schedule. I think they have the easiest schedule in football. The Broncos and the Chargers have taken advantage of the two easiest schedules in football to be right now in wild card position in the AFC, and the Broncos continued to take advantage of that schedule last night, but ended up being a wild game at Mile High. You know, back and forth, you know, turnovers, touchdowns, which makes for, you know, fun football to watch.
You had that 93-yard touchdown from Denver.
And then right back to Judy on a 80-yarder. I mean, just like seconds apart. You just have these longest touchdowns. Jameis Winston put together one of the, I mean, most unique stat lines I think you'll ever see in a National Football League game. 497 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, but also 3 interceptions and 2 pick sixes.
That's insane.
I mean, he was the best player for both teams.
Yeah,
last night slung on the field.
Slung it 62 times last night. Dropped back to throw 62 times. He was 34 of 58. I mean, holy smokes.
Did you hear his quote after the game?
Yeah.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when in doubt.
So, and Bo Nix, who had, you know, 294, touchdown, 2 interceptions, not as though he had a Hall of Fame type game, but he's definitely shown some promise this year. That throw to Mims, the 93-yard touchdown. I mean, that was like Elway.
Yeah, didn't break stride.
The arm strength is there.
Had some drops, too. Had some drops that were like through dimes, and Cortland Sutton dropped one that was right in his breadbasket, man. Dropped that one. That was an easy, huge gain. So he's fun, man. He's a fun quarterback to watch. He always has been. And looks like Denver finally, after many, many years of just running through the quarterback mill, has found a guy that they can count on, and he's playing really well. Yeah, week schedule be damned. It's still the NFL and the best competition in the world.
I would still be so nervous if I was a Broncos fan.
For Bo Nix?
You've seen guys come in and be pretty flashy in their first year.
That's true.
First half of a year. I mean,
but you feel better.
They just ruin quarterbacks.
It feels like, well, both teams. That's two organizations that are just known for ruining quarterbacks. And hey, listen,
Jameis had a nice little resurgence.
They said it on the broadcast last night. I mean, I think Troy Aikman said it. Like, you have to cut bait with Deshaun Watson and make Jameis Winston your star.
I mean,
well, he's done, but this season. But you got to cut bait moving forward.
Yeah, but they can't cut him.
They can't.
They literally can't cut him. From what I've seen, like Andrew Brandt goes, I've looked at the contract. Literally, if they cut him, they would not be able to pay anyone else. They would have no team because of all the dead money that would be accelerated. They'd have like $5 left to pay their other 52 players. Wow. So he has to be on the team next
year. Super smart move there, guys.
You don't have to play him, obviously, but he has to be on your team next year. You can't trade him. You can't cut him. It is the worst contract perhaps in the history of professional sports, and there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, in baseball, at least you can cut a guy and
just
go,
eat it.
We'll just eat it. We'll eat 3 years. We've seen players, you know, Eric Hosmer. We've seen teams eat years of salary, and they just move on, and it's distasteful, and you just have to do it. In the NFL, with the way the cap works, you can't even do that. I mean, you can say, hey, we'll trade you and we'll you know, pay some of the salary. There's no possibility of getting rid of Deshaun Watson. I don't know when, if it's one more year or two more years, but there's nothing they can do about it.
Mm. How much longer is he under contract?
I have no idea.
Many years.
It's a long,
right?
But I have no idea how many more years before they can actually
pay him off,
and then get, you know, try to move on with dead money.
Yeah.
But it's not next year. He'll be back next year.
He signed a 5-year deal.
Fun game last night.
1-2,
and they covered, which was lovely.
Almost didn't at the end. Had an interception in the end zone late. That was the difference.
Cleveland had the ball on the 2-yard line after the pass interference, and then James threw
it. So after, if they hadn't been pass interference and they'd gone down the field, Jameis Winston could have set the all-time single game passing record, you know, over 500 yards in a game. I think Matt Schaub had the record.
Matt
Schaub. Have 5 touchdowns. I mean, would have had the greatest game in history and a loss, potentially. Need a contestant for Take on Woods here. We had a winner yesterday qualifying for the trip to Las Vegas.
We had
two-night
a tie
getaway.
Yesterday.
We had a tie.
Yeah, it was a tie.
We had a qualifier yesterday.
Thank you.
833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Call in now. Get on the line. We're going to play in about 2 or 3 minutes. So the Denver Broncos now 8-5. They are 2 games ahead of the Indianapolis Colts for that last playoff spot. The Broncos have not made the playoffs since Peyton Manning was their quarterback in 2015.
Lord.
It's been nearly a decade since the Broncos have been in the postseason. And unless there's a huge change, we know You know, the playoff teams are pretty much set in the AFC. Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Texans, Chargers, Ravens, Broncos. Those are your seven right now. No one else is within two games of them. The Colts are 6-7. The Dolphins are 5-7. Both of them would have to go on some big winning streak probably and get some help ahead of them to even have a chance maybe at a tiebreaker at the end of the year. So pretty clear who the playoff teams are on that side. And you know what? It's fairly clear in the other than who's going to win the NFC South, whether it's the Falcons or the Bucks. Lions, Eagles, Seahawks, Vikings, Packers, Commanders, likely your playoff teams. And then whoever wins the, probably the Seahawks or the Cardinals, I guess, if whoever wins those two divisions. But the playoff races aren't shaping up as particularly interesting ones in the NFL this year.
No, it's not. It doesn't look like it's going to come down to the wire. I mean, things can change. Weird stuff happens. But
yeah.
I mean, you kind of have an idea of what we're looking at moving forward. And certainly there's the couple of teams you look at and go, man, stay out of your own way. And this could be your year. The Bills being one of them. You know, the Chiefs, will they turn it on?
The race Lions, for home field advantage is huge.
Yep.
The bye in the first round with the Chiefs and the Bills and then the Eagles and the Lions. Those are probably the most interesting battles over the last month of the season here.
Yep, 100%.
All right, looks like we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it. It is time to Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, looks like James is going to be our contestant today. Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning. A little sad to say farewell to Higgy.
Ah, me too. I think we're all feeling that way, but wishing him the best with the Texas Rangers next season. Hey, at least he gets to go to spring training with Skip Schumacher next year. And
yeah.
Chris
Take
Young and Boach. I think he's going to like it there.
Take care of him.
In Texas. All right, here are your category choices today, James. We got prog rock, progressive rock bands. We got That's Not True, Lie in Every Freewheeling. Yesterday we had a free category. This is an all 2 second song free category. So prog rock, That's Not True, Freewheeling. If you can beat or tie Woods, 5 questions of musical trivia, you will qualify for our grand prize drawing. 2 nights stay at the Westgate Las Vegas, 2 tickets to Soul of Motown, and a $150 food and beverage credit. Check out the $70 million in room renovations at the Westgate and get your tickets for Soul of Motown at westgateresorts.com. All right, prog rock, That's Not True, or Freewheeling, James, what would you like to play?
Freewheeling.
All right, we're going with the all 2 second song category. Pauly put this together for me last night. All song titles begin with free, F-R-E-E. So that's how you got to do it. Again, we've got all five 2 second songs, which means you need to identify the song title and the artist each time to score the point. You can always pass. We'll come back to the song if you have time left at the end of the clock. James, are you ready to play?
Let's go.
All right. You've got everything queued up, Paul?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Again, the category is Freewheeling. 2 second songs coming up. Your time begins when Paulie plays the music. Good luck, James. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
Go to song number 2.
Freeze Frame, Jay Giles Band.
Correct. Song number 3.
Free Fallin', Tom Petty.
Correct. Song number 4.
Pass.
Go to song number 5. Go. Go.
Go. That's Freeway of Love.
Bye.
We'll come back for the
All right, go back to our first
one.
Song. Yep.
Free Bird, Leonard Skinner.
Correct. Go to song number 4.
Gotta go quick.
Yeah. Try the artist for song number 5. Ah, time is up. We did get 3 there. Got Free Bird by Leonard Skinner, Freeze Frame, Jay Giles Band, and Free Fallen by Tom Petty. We also had Free Ride by the Edgar Winter Group, and Free Way of Love by Aretha Franklin. You're so close on that one. So, three is the score. James's score is locked in. Woodsy does not get the category, although I will let him know. All 2 second songs.
Okay.
You know how it works?
I do.
60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on James.
It's Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Correct. Song number two.
It's Jay Giles Band. I'll come back to it.
Song number three.
It's Free Fall and Tom Petty.
Correct. Song number four.
Pass.
Song number five.
Can't remember that one.
Song number two.
Freeze Frame, Jay Giles Band.
Correct. Song number four.
Something Free.
Crap. Song number five.
I don't know what that is. I'm out.
Really?
I'm out. Free Taint.
You missed the same two that James didn't get. You got Free Ride by the Edgar Winter Group.
I was going to say Fog Hat.
And Freeway of Love
by Aretha Franklin.
Ah! James, good job. You have qualified, just like yesterday's winner. Guy did for our getaway to Las Vegas.
Is this what a soccer fan feels like? Just tie after tie.
Maybe that's my fault. Maybe I either make them too easy or too hard, so you always get the same ones that the contestant gets. I try to increase the difficulty as we go down the list.
You did fine.
You recognized the song.
Yeah.
Just didn't come to you.
Yep.
And you figured out the category. Everything started with free. F-R-E-E.
Yep. Good category.
James, well good done. Work.
Good job, James.
You are in for the drawing. We will have another game for you tomorrow. Next, though, we will have a little Don't Do This, including an NFL player who blamed his teammate's girlfriend for his problems on the field.
It actually makes sense once you hear about it.
It is weird, but
we've all done this.
It does. It's true.
Yeah, we've all done this.
It's coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Before we start, don't do this with a food story. I will let you know this segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings. Try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild, smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce with a rich blend of spicy, tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. Maybe Najee Harris should have gone with B-dubs for Thanksgiving instead of what he did end up choosing, Woods.
Yeah, the Steelers took on the Bengals on Sunday. Thanksgiving was on Thursday.
Correct.
But Najee Harris had some, I guess, bubble guts a little bit before the game on Sunday, and he was sidelined early in the team's matchup against the Bengals, and they asked him why, and he said, Thanksgiving, Pat Freiermuth's girlfriend, Jill, she made some fire-ass little banana thing, and I had too much. I guess I didn't know that it affected me until the first drive. He ate a few orange slices to recover and finished the game with 129 yards, 75 rushing, 54 receiving.
Bananas are known to be, I believe, constipating.
So the opposite
sort of
bubble
food.
Guts.
That's what I've heard, at least. Now, it does. I normally think banana. I would think dessert, like a banana pudding or banana cream pie. But when you say a fire ass little banana thing, that makes me feel it's more of a like a side dish or something with a meal.
Well, fire ass just means it was tasty,
not spicy.
No,
I looked up banana dishes for Thanksgiving. I did see like a mashed sweet potato
and whatever.
Yeah, like fire.
You think it was dessert?
Yeah, 100%.
He had too much banana dessert.
Like a good ass.
Like a good ass. A good ass banana pudding that she made, and he ate. He ate too much of it.
Fire ass banana cream pie.
But again, on Thursday when he went over to his teammate's house and his girlfriend Jill made this delicious banana dish and he just wolfed it down. And it affected him so much that they played.
It's good to know that I can handle my food better than a well-tuned athlete
That's true.
Can handle his. I would have no problem eating a ton of banana dessert. I'd be fine.
I ate damn near a whole tray of the Jell-O with the cream cheese filling on top.
Oh, Jell-O mold salad?
My mother-in-law made it. She goes,
is that what you have? So we have the ambrosia salad, which is the marshmallows and the little mandarin orange canned mandarin oranges. I don't do the coconut, but pineapple and orange. It's like a sour cream sauce.
Yes, any sort of Jell-O mold
salad.
I'm in. I ate damn near a whole tray of it, which I do every year.
Lime Jell-O or
no? Raspberry.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Delicious.
I'm gonna need the Jell-O mold of some sort at the extravaganza.
Remember the Jell-O that would separate into like the creamier layer and the less.
Yes.
I loved that. One
somebody
too.
Make a Jell-O mold if you're coming to the Christmas show. Just bring it with you. Ooh.
All right.
I promise you I could eat the whole tray
before
the thing's
over. My mom
would
make the most simple dessert. It was just like a strawberry Jell-O, but she'd cut up some strawberries to put it inside.
Correct.
And then you put a little whipped cream or something, some sort of topping on top.
It's called kicking it up a notch.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes, all day.
All right, I will, I'm going to take to task. And just to be fair, we get a lot of our stories for Don't Do This from places like TMZ.
Yeah.
TMZ Sports.
This was all over Twitter yesterday, too, though.
But at some point, you have to question whether a story is actually a story.
Correct.
And they posted this story about Yankees Jazz Chisholm. Bronx boozer drinks smokes during Miami Beach getaway. So
what in the world?
A picture of him sitting out by the pool. And he's got a bucket with looks like some tequila in it. And, I mean, this story reads like it's breaking news. Jazz Chisholm's plan to get over the Yankees World Series loss apparently includes some drinking and smoking.
Ooh.
Check out these photos of the New York star while he was vacationing in Miami Beach over the weekend. You can see he wasn't shy about puffing on what appeared to be a joint while downing a Casamigos-fueled cocktail. Wearing nothing but some board shorts.
He's at a pool!
He's
on vacation.
Out
He's on vacation.
Luxury resort's lounge chair and flashed a big grin as he sipped his drink and blew out swaths of smoke.
It's unbelievable.
Remember, the MLB, removed marijuana from its banned substances list years ago, so no problems with Rob Manfred here if that's what it is. Dun, dun, dun.
I'm not even joking.
when I
Chisholm was also surrounded by some happy ladies, too.
Guy's living his best life.
So you're saying he was on vacation.
He's on vacation, having a blast.
This is the story.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Jez Chisholm went on vacation and did things that people on vacation do.
Big bomba classes.
Looks like Jazz was having the time of his life.
Chisholm hasn't gone into hiding since the L. He's actually been spotted at a few Knicks games throughout November.
My wife saw him, remember? She saw him when she was at the Knicks game.
So you're saying he has a life, and during his free off season,
has a cocktail
goes on
and
vacation.
Smokes weed. He goes on vacation.
Also, my God, I'm high.
When he goes to the pool, he only wears
board shorts.
It's incredible.
What a monster Jez Chisholm is.
I'm not kidding when I saw it. I'm not kidding. Our beloved Emily Nyman, a Yankee fan, tweeted about this. Like, bro, who cares? And somebody's like, I care. He hit 160 in the playoffs. He needs to be in the cages. So I was like, oh, boy. It never, ever ceases to amaze me. He has a life outside of baseball, and he's enjoying. He looked like he was having. I was so
amazing.
Jealous when I saw it. I went, God, that looks like fun. Sitting by the pool, smoking a joint, having a Casamigos margarita.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
That's one of the all-time greatest
It
jobs.
Literally it is one of the best things ever. All right, and then I got a nice doo-doo this.
D.D. Mega doo-doo.
You know, on Senior Day, colleges across the nation, the senior class will often walk out with their parents. You know, if their parents are alive, one parent, whatever, it doesn't matter. Always walk out with their parents. Well, Jimmy Horn Jr. is a Colorado Buffalo and good receiver. And his father is actually serving time in prison on a drug-related charge. And I thought this was a really sweet move. He didn't have anybody to walk out with him because he was raised by his dad. He was a single dad. And so Deion Sanders grabbed him by the arm and walked out with him on senior day, which I thought was just so cool. And he's actually campaigning, Deion is, and stays in touch with his father. You know, again, had a kind of a rough go, drug-related charge. He's been in jail for a long time. Deion's campaigned on his behalf to get him out. But I thought that was a really cool and special move to walk him out there on senior day, take him by the arm and say, I got you, man, which I thought was really sweet. You can think what you want about Deion. He's people go hot and cold on him, but at the end of the day, I think...
Yeah, that's a perfect description.
They do.
You go hot and cold, but he certainly does some things right.
He really
There's
does,
no doubt
dude.
About that.
He really, really does. And I thought this was a real... You know, it's something you'd want... If that happened to you, you know, somebody taking care of your son while you're away or, you know, not around anymore. And I think he definitely genuinely loves his players.
I still, through now almost Deion, at least at Colorado, I think I say he's a good coach.
Absolutely.
I think just about any school would be lucky to have him.
Yep.
He does things differently.
He does.
And
that bothers people.
It doesn't really matter what sport, what job, whatever. If you come in and you shake things up and you do things differently, people aren't going to like
yeah,
it necessarily.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, but his team improved from year one to year two.
Yep,
sure, I mean, that's a clear sign that you're doing something right.
Day one before he even,
and they
like,
did
the day
as
he
well.
Even got there.
Well, and they, you know, they were, I think, an Iowa State loss away from making, you know, having a chance to play in their conference championship game. I mean, they had a couple of bad losses, but they had a couple of big wins too, man, and they're obviously a team that's in the news quite a bit, but the way that he talks to his players, the way that he actually coaches, when I watch his post-game stuff is so inspiring to me. So inspiring. He says all the right things. And, yeah, again, he does things a little bit differently, and you can think what you want about him as a person. But as a football coach, I think he loves his players a lot.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, coming up, why our boss, Adam Klug, wishes Woods would be more like Mike Schilt. Next on 97.3 The Fan. Got some big news for listeners to 97.3 The Fan. Across all time slots, next week, during baseball's winter meetings in Dallas, we will have an embedded reporter on the scene. You might know him. His name is Sam Levitt. He will be in Dallas, here in Dallas, for the winter meetings and joining us every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with any breaking Padres news, interviews, talking to insiders, and just kind of You know what you do when you're at the winter meetings. You're in the convention room, halls with everybody. You hear what's going on. And Sammy's going to be our lifeline to Dallas next week, since we can't be there ourselves.
We can. We could.
We could.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been to the winter meetings. Yeah, just when they're here.
Right. But I enjoyed the winter meetings immensely.
Apparently, Odyssey and our boss, Adam, didn't want to send everybody,
all the shows
to Dallas.
They're going to be due for a return to San Diego here soon, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
It was like every 2 years ago. 2 years.
Yeah, it's probably coming back soon.
2021 or 22.
As Brandon says, so his name will now be Winter Meeting Sammy.
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully he gets a chance. I don't know what his feelings are on barbecue. I don't know. I mean, he's from New York. So I don't know. He obviously wasn't embedded in him growing up like it was me, but there's so many good places.
If I went to Dallas with you, where would you take me?
Terry Black's.
Terry Black's.
I mean, and I wouldn't even think twice about it. Terry Black's. We'd probably eat there every day. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal barbecue. Very expensive. But yeah, there's a couple of cool things to do there.
Quality meats always are.
Oh, man. And I don't know where are they doing it? Is it in Dallas or is it out in Grapevine?
A good question. Probably at one of like the
big
giant hotels, the Gaylord Resorts.
Wherever
those are. So,
well, listen, anytime we get a chance to catch up with Sammy Levitt, I'm always down to do that.
But you'll probably hear from him three times a day at least across all shows next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, live from baseball's winter meetings.
Can't wait.
Now, will there be any breaking news and headlines? We don't know. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't.
I think
from the
answer is yes. They have to. They'll get some stuff done. Some stuff, I mean, it's already been, you know, look, for baseball, there's already been, I guess in baseball you would consider it a flurry of activity. I mean, there have been, there's guys off the market right now. So.
And it feels like, I mean, the reports yesterday were that the Blue Jays are believed to be making the best offers. So if it's truly, you know, the record money that he wants, Toronto may be his destination. Now, I don't, you know, whether that's when you count, you know, Canadian tax rates and stuff like that, whether he ends up with the most money in Toronto or wants to stay in New York or do something else, I have no idea. But the talk around the league is that the Blue Jays are going to offer, quote unquote, the most money to Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Which has to put them in a pretty good position.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you can definitely see that as a fit. I still, you know, even that, though that guy said it would happen on Thanksgiving, I still think Boston is going to I think they're my sleeper team. I just think he's a perfect fit there. And again, moving him to left field would just be, it'd be such a no-brainer, and him hitting in that ballpark would be insane.
All right, speaking of our boss, Adam, why is it that he would like you to be more like...
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Mike Shildt. I will explain after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So Mike Shildt yesterday appeared on the Foul Territory YouTube program / podcast with AJ Pruszynski and crew. Been on it with them a couple of times before and discussed some of the offseason issues for the San Diego Padres. But the clip that seemed to make the rounds the most... was Mike Shildt talking about, you know, his supervisor, as it were, Padres president of baseball operations, general manager, AJ Preller.
Now, he's a stud.
Now you don't speak quite as glowingly about Adam Klug as Mike Shildt did about his boss, AJ Preller. In this clip.
I don't speak this glowingly about my children.
That's a good point. If you haven't heard it, here's Mike Shildt on AJ Preller.
Yeah, no, he's doing something. This cat, you know him, AJ. I mean, our man Preller, he sleeps very little. He plays a little hoops, and then he is looking to dominate every day on behalf of the Padres. So, does he have something up his sleeve? He's got stuff up both sleeves, you know, down his pants, in his shoes. I mean, he's got stuff going on everywhere. This cat is always getting after it. So, I couldn't even begin to keep up with hardly any of it. I just tell him when he gets close to something, let me know, and he'll call to run something by me as far as, you know, makeup of a player or just thoughts on a player. But he's a force of nature, man. So he's going to do everything he can within the parameter he's given to give us a competitive club.
I'd like to be referred just once in my life as this cat. I don't think anyone's ever...
Oh, I'll start doing it.
Can you do that?
Oh, this cat. Cat.
This cat.
This cat. All right, that's done.
Let me tell you why this cat pissed me off last night.
This is great. Let's make fun of this cat for a minute.
That's usually a pretty It's a pretty good thing. If someone calls you this cat. Is this cat?
Now, most Zoom clips that we've seen so far this offseason, Mike Schilt has been here in San Diego, in his office, somewhere around Petco Park. That looked more like maybe a home in North Carolina.
He did say after all the meetings and everything, he was planning on going back for the holidays.
Remember, he said he's going to play nine holes.
Just nine,
by himself.
Little music.
Yeah, little music.
He was talking, though, as if A.J. Preller was sitting in the hallway around the corner, like, listening.
His ear with a glass. Just a ear.
Just a ear.
You better say something nice about it.
Yeah. You've never said anything that nice about a boss, your kids, anyone, really. I mean, that dude loves him some A.J. Preller.
You know, and the thing
is he just being smart? Like, hey, this is my guy. I better stay on his good side.
Play. I want to hear it again.
All right.
Hang on one sec. let me pull back up.
No, he's doing something. This cat, you know him, A.J. I mean, our man Preller, he sleeps very little.
My man Preller.
He plays a little hoops. And then he is looking to dominate every day on behalf of the Padres. So, does he have something up his sleeve? He's got stuff up both sleeves, you know, down his pants, in his shoes. I mean, he's got stuff going on everywhere. This cat is always, always getting after it. So I couldn't even begin to keep up with hardly any of it. I just tell him when he gets close to something, let me know. And he'll call to run something by me as far as, you know, make up a player or just thoughts on a player. But he's a force of nature, man. So he's going to do everything he can within the parameter he's given to give us a competitive club.
So, you know, that clip, when I saw it, I went, all right, there's a couple of different feelings. The first one was, oh, hell yeah, what's
up? I saw
up
a lot of people fired up by that particular quote from Mike Schilt.
But then the devil and the angel on my shoulder was like, oh, I hope this quote doesn't come back to bite him and us and everybody else in the ass. When, you know, we don't add big, great pieces or trade for any pieces. And look, I mean, you know, you need teams to want to deal with you. You have to have something they want. I think we do. I think there's chips that people would be interested in. How's it all going to work? You know, again, I don't think anybody's ever questioned A.J. Preller's commitment to the team. I don't get the sense from our GM that anybody has ever questioned, like, this guy's always on vacation. He's always not working, right? No, it's almost the other way. Like, hey, bro, you need to take a little breather, you know, relax a little bit. But that's how he's wired. He is all of those things that he just described.
Nothing's changed this offseason.
No, not a thing's changed.
A.J. Preller, every single year,
he's trying to cook, dude,
has done something large.
Yeah.
Whether it's trade, giant free agent signing, sometimes both. It always comes during the offseason. I don't think there's any reason to think that A.J. won't shock us at least once between now and the start of spring training.
And he did say he has something down his pants, right?
Yes.
He did say that.
And in his shoes, both sleeves. Plays a little basketball and then looks to dominate.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what he does.
So, what else did he say?
For me, I just, that clip went out, and then, I don't know, an hour later,
Higgy's gone.
Signs for like $11 million, and I'm like, okay.
I know.
Okay.
He fell out of his sleeve, maybe. But again.
Higgy didn't leave because A.J. was sleeping.
Correct.
I can assure you of that. You know?
Again, there may not have been mutual interest. You just never know.
And maybe they wanted to allocate the budget towards something else.
Correct.
We have no idea. But it wasn't because A.J. was asleep at the wheel. Wait. What? Higgy,
he hasn't
even called him yet. He's already gone. He didn't even talk to us. No, that's not how it played out. He had a couple of other quotes. Talked about wanting Jurickson Profar back. He was asked to compare Cardinals fans to Padres fans.
That was an interesting one.
A little spicy, but he said, you know, Cardinals fans, very knowledgeable. Padres fans, most passionate in baseball. He was also asked about the Dragon up north and the Los Angeles Dodgers and, you know, the moves that they have been making and looking to put together a super team.
Is it fair what the Dodgers are doing? We have this discussion probably every day now that Blake Snell, is it fair that a team continues to just purchase players and supposedly, quote unquote, build a super team that was a few runs away from getting eliminated in a 5-game series against the Padres?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair by the rules that we play within, right? I mean, you know, they've got a lot of advantages over there, and they, you know, understand and believe, I think we all would do it, take advantage of those of those advantages, and they, you know, it's a well-run organization. So, you know, can't fault them. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about them. I spend way more time figuring out how we're going to continue to take care of them and beat them. You know, we had a good regular season against them and took into, you know, game five. And it's, you know, my time and energy is to continue to figure out a way to move our mission forward to take care of business and win that NL West and ultimately get that big shiny prize at the end with the ring.
Yeah, Mike Schilt's not one to complain about something being unfair.
No, not really.
He acknowledges the reality of the situation. Dodgers aren't going anywhere. They're going to continue to be good. They're going to continue to spend. And they're going to take, as he said, advantage of their advantages, as we all would if we were in that position.
100%. I mean, I saw Tony Gwynn Jr. Tweeting yesterday about it as well. They had this discussion on their show about, you know, the fairness of it. And look, I mean, there are haves, there are have-nots. It's always been that way in professional sports. I can certainly see the logic behind a cap and a floor. I just don't think the players will ever sign off on it. But, right, I mean, they do have, right now, as it stands today, $1 billion in deferred money. And I will say this, whether it's fair or not, Rob Manfred is not going to rubber stamp that forever. Not. He's not going to rubber stamp $1 billion in deferred for, well, us. He's not going to rubber stamp $1 billion deferred for the Pirates, the Rockies. I mean, it's not the case. The Dodgers can go into Major League Baseball and present the case of, this is our owner, this is our balance sheet, this is what it looks like, we're good with this, you need to be good with it as well, because we can cover all of
it. It's an interesting dilemma. It certainly is, because you want teams to be playing from the same rule book,
which they,
at the very least.
Which
is what Mike Schilt says. But yeah, in some ways, as you're kind of pointing out, they aren't. The Dodgers don't get hammered with, hey, are you in compliance with debt service?
Right.
Because, oh, you know, their revenues are so high. They can afford to defer money, spend money the way they want, and they don't get that complaints from Major League Baseball that you're doing it the wrong way. Yes, technically that debt service is in the bylaws or whatever for Major League Baseball ownership, but you're inherently putting teams on a very different playing field.
Yes.
Which, you know, from a sports fan's perspective, that doesn't seem fair. That one team is on a different playing field entirely than another team.
Sure.
And the way to solve that is a way, as you just said, the players' union probably will never accept, and that is through a system of salary caps and floors that you know, make everybody spend but not too much.
Couldn't they still defer money with the salary cap?
Nope. No, because it would count against the salary. It still counts against the cap. So,
yeah, I mean, and right now, I think, you know, I think if you're the Dodgers, you know that there's a potential work stoppage coming, right? We all know that. That it's, in fact, like,
probable.
Get our ducks in a row here on Ben and Woods and be ready to go back to Corona Cave content when that happens. But they also know, hey, there's the potential of this coming down the road. These, I don't even want to call them loopholes, really. Our advantage, let's just take advantage of it. Because one thing you can say, look, there are teams out there in really good financial positions that would not spend like the Dodgers do. There just are. That would say, yeah, God, $350 coming in from our cable provider.
The Red Sox have been that team.
The Red Sox have been that team for a couple of years where it's like, bro, John Henry is banking. He's got the soccer team. You guys loaded. And he's like, I'm good. Just gonna skate by. I got a couple of stars that people want to go see. I'm not going to.
Maybe they're spending this year, but it's after a few years of, you know, blowback from fans. Like, hey, are you ever going to spend on this roster?
Yep.
You know, so maybe they will now, but you're right.
The Yankees, I mean, come on. Like, they haven't spent like they used to spend. Not even close. So I just, you know, while that they have this advantage, they're going to exploit it. And I think that's smart business. And I guess kudos to them for not just sticking it right in their pocket, you know, making themselves wealthy.
There's been, you know, so much conversation like, oh, this is bad for baseball. Sure. This is bad for baseball. Wouldn't it be worse for baseball if they were making all of this money and not going out and buying players?
Yeah, because those are the teams that bug me the most. The teams that bug me the most.
Look, it sucks being in the same division with them.
Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I can't really hate on it.
Yeah, you can't.
They're in position to do that, and I would hope that the Padres, if they did have a TV deal like that and the revenue coming in, that they would be spending damn near $1 billion.
Yeah, deferring $1 billion, right? And so, you know, we had our moment in the sun of signing high price free agents and being in on everybody and you know, I hope those days are not gone, certainly, but yeah, man, it's tough. It's tough to swallow. I get it. But again, they're not breaking any rules to my knowledge yet. And so, yeah, somebody did say the most likely entity to stop the deferrals is the state of California. There are some major tax implications, but that's way above my pay grade.
JD's third in our YouTube chat says the Dodgers will surpass the Yankees as the most valuable sports franchise in a few years.
I can believe it.
Nothing but pennies and peanuts to them. They're making Ohtani's contract back in 3 years.
Yep.
I think that may be a true statement. The Yankees have always been, at least for Major League Baseball, the gold standard. You know, there's Manchester United, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Yankees, the true icons of global sport. But with Ohtani and basically an entire country that is baseball crazed in Japan, now pretty much in the Dodgers' pocket, I can certainly see the argument where globally the Dodgers will be a more profitable and powerful brand than the Yankees very soon, if they're not already.
But the crazy thing is, man, is you can get all the players you want. You're still going to lose 60 games. You know what I mean? Like, you're still more than likely going to lose 60 times. So, we'll figure it out.
They might lose less if Rob Manfred's idea of the golden at-bat comes to fruition. Talk about that and more in the second half of Ben and Woods, next on 97.3 The Fan.